Good morning. We're continuing Chayonim, Klal Chaf Aleph, Siman Yud Beis. And we left off yesterday with the Chayonim saying that a person has to read it with Dagesh and Rafa. So stressing things, that's Dagesh, he's giving putting an emphasis on something. And Rafa means he's reading it softly, gently. So what is this about reading something strongly and softly? So there are two types of Dageshim. There's what's known as a Dagesh Kal, and what's known as a Dagesh Chazak. A Dagesh Kal is what people are familiar with the most. The dots which you find in the letters, the Dagesh is the dot which you find in the letters. So that is specific to six letters. Six letters have what's known as a Dagesh Kal. And the letters are what's known as Beged, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Kefes, Chof, Pei, Sof. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chof, Pei, Sof. Some people have it Beged Kosef, because that's both of those are words. Beged is a word, and Kosef is a shoulder, is another word. So it's a way to remember them. So we have these six letters get what's known as Dagesh Kal. Dagesh Kal is the beginning of a word, or the beginning of a syllable. These six letters, we put a Dagesh in them. And that changes the pronunciation from a Vase into a Bays, from a Chaf to a Kaf, from a fei to a pei, from a suf to a tuf. So that those are changed. Now Gimel and Dalet theoretically also should be changed by the Dagesh. The Ashkenazim do not differentiate between a Gimel with a dot and a Gimel without a dot, or a Dalet with or without a dot, but the Temanim, the Yemenites do. And they differentiate between a Gimel sound with the Dagesh to a softer sound, a zh sound, like a soft G sound when there's no Dagesh. Similarly, they pronounce a Dalet without a Dagesh, with Kal. Without the Dagesh, they pronounce it as a TH sound. And with the Dot, they pronounce it as a D sound, a stronger sound. So we have this idea of Dagesh Kal. However, what the Chayonim over here is referring to is something else, which is not limited to Beged Kefes, actually applies to most of the letters of the Aleph Beis, with some exceptions. What is the Dagesh Chazak? So the Dagesh Chazak, Rashi points out in Chumash in multiple places, that when there's a need for the Torah, to have multiple letters, sometimes the Torah writes the word, Lashon HaKodesh writes the word without the multiple letters, and puts a Dagesh in its place. Now, we're talking about multiple letters, we mean multiple of the same letter. So, for example, the word Hallel. So the word Hallel really should be pronounced Hallel. There should be three Lamets. Hal, Hey Lamet, Lel, Lamet, Lamet. But instead of writing it with three Lamets, we only write it with two Lamets, and we put a Dagesh in the Lamet. So you'll see there's a dot in the Lamet. That dot is not a Dagesh Kal, which you find in the letters Beged Kefes. So what is this dot? This dot is what's known as a Dagesh Chazak. That is to put a stress over here on this letter as if it would be two letters. So it'll have the equivalence in pronunciation as if it was two letters. So it's Hallel. So you put a little bit of a stress on the Lamed. So the Chayonim is telling us that we should do so. We should give that stress all of the Dageshim and the places where it's written without a Dagesh, you read it a little more lightly. I have not seen people do this. I mean, Machben on this point of Dagesh and Rafa. There are some scenarios where it could make a difference in the understanding of the word, but that's fairly rare. One last point about this. A Dagesh Chazak in the letters Beged Kefes will function the same way as a Dagesh Kal and change the Vase to a Vase, a Fei to a Pei, etc. So when do you get a Dagesh Chazak? Just to clarify this idea, it's not so well known. Maybe we should have just clarified this point. So we know there's something known as Tenuos. There are vowels. So the vowels are divided into two types of vowels. There are vowels which are considered a strong sound, and they can stand without having any closure after them. And there are the softer sounds, which are to be understood as not to have being able to stand by themselves. They need another letter to close off the syllable. So a patach is considered a tzinua katana, so it can't really stand by itself. So it needs another letter afterwards. So how you want to get that lamed sound to be the closure on the patach. That's known as a tzinua katana. So tzinua katana will require after it a dogesh or a shvo noch. If you would have a word which has a tzinua katana and the next letter has a shvo under it, you know that shvo is going to be a resting shvo. It's just basically the end of the first syllable. It's not noah moving towards another letter, which means it's the beginning of the next syllable, but rather just the end of the first syllable. And that's a tzinua katana requires either a shvo noch or a dogesh chazak. Tzinua gedola stand by themselves, and therefore the letter afterwards does not require a dogesh chazak. And if there would be a shvo afterwards, it would be a shvo noh. It's the beginning of not the end of the previous syllable, but it's the beginning of the new syllable. So that's the basic rules of when you have that. So a person should be careful when they pronounce Shema, when they say Shema between the Geish Kal and the Geish Chazak. Have a good day.